Hi, I'm Carrie. My listening oral report is about Nikolai's drugs debate. The first part is about background information. The title of the debate is Legalizing Drugs, a debate from Intelligence Squared US. This debate took around 1 hour and 47 minutes. And the whole debate separated into 3 rounds. Now, I would like to choose one speaker named Paul Butler from the debate to make this oral report. Paul Butler is a leading criminal law scholar and a current law professor at the Georgetown University Law Center, which makes him qualified to debate this topic. Summary. According to Paul Butler, prohibition has failed to control the use of domestic production of most drugs. The government has tried to use criminal penalties to prevent illegal drug use, but it does not work. So he argues that drugs should be legalized for many reasons. Firstly, legalized drugs have a very low risk of abuse. Contrary to popular belief, legalized drugs are not as addicting as one may think. Additionally, he asserts that drug dependence is a medical issue and is not a crime. So, he suggests that drug addicts should be treated instead of being punished. Secondly, legalized drugs will help to end prison overcrowding. He says that prison overcrowding is a serious and persistent problem in America, and the prison environment has become increasingly violent. Prison is intended to punish real criminals for their crimes. However, as we see, the overcrowding is due mostly to drug offenders. Also, Paul Butler points out that arrests for marijuana possession disproportionately affect blacks, and the law enforcement has failed to demonstrate that marijuana laws has been enforced fairly without regard to race. Far too often, minorities are arrested for marijuana use, while Americans face a much lower risk of arrest. In addition, he believes that most drugs like marijuana are not lethal drugs and are safer than alcohol. It is established scientific fact that many drugs are not toxic to humans, and they are not nearly as addictive as alcohol or tobacco. It's unfair and unjust to treat drug users more harshly under the law than the users of alcohol or tobacco. What's more, he maintains that a regulated legal market in drugs would reduce drug use among teenagers, as well as reduce their exposure to those drugs in the illegal market. Evaluation of the lecture as an oral presentation. About Paul Butler's presentation style, I think Paul Butler did a good job during the whole debate. He can fully and clearly explain and interpret his ideas using plenty of details and also examples with a well-organized content and language. Specifically, he used excellent statistics to support his argument, and he used many oral citations, which makes his debate more specific, persuasive. In addition, he spoke very smoothly, with only a few unnatural pauses. He also has a very good eye contact with the audience, which makes him look very confident. The only problem for this presentation is that he did not pay more attention to timing control. Personal reaction. After the debate, I suppose I support to legalize drugs. Before this debate, I think drugs should not be legalized. But now, I changed my opinion. I think the particularly persuasive argument in this debate is that illegal drugs support criminals, which changed my attitude for the drug legislation. But I want to know more information about if all drugs were legalized, who could or would actually sell these drugs, CVS or Walmart or others. After comparing my list of predictive arguments with the arguments in this debate, we got some similar arguments with the arguments in this debate. Firstly, medical use of drugs is very necessary. Also, legalized drugs will help to regulate drug market. The argument that surprised me most was that illegal drugs cause backlash in America. I never related racism with drugs and legislation together. If I were in this debate in our class, I think the most persuasive argument would be that legalizing drugs would make our streets and homes safer. Because if and when drugs are legalized, all their price will collapse, and so will the sundry drug-related motivations to commit crime. Consumers will no longer need to steal to support their habits. Drug dealers will be pushed out of the retail market by known drug store retailers. When drugs become legal, we will be able to sleep in our homes and work the streets more safely. About note-taking. In the past, I tended to write out notes on everything about what I heard, which was a big problem for me when taking notes. Then, I tried to just write down the main ideas of the lecture or presentation to take notes more efficiently. I think I can improve my note-taking skills by using abbreviations and skip unimportant words. Also, I need to take notes in outline format to make my notes well-organized. What's more, I should recognize main ideas by signal words that indicate something important to follow. That's all. Thank you.